What would you be doing if you were at your next level? Would you be filming more? Would you be out in the world? Would you be talking to people personally, one-on-one? Would you be making more sales calls? I really want you to think about where your next level is and what you can do to start acting within that energy now, okay? And that is what's going to get you to your next level.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, your raw, unfiltered, and unapologetic source for all things manifestation related. I'm Roxy Lee, and for the last decade, I have been researching and developing my signature 360 method, which combines behavioral science, quantum physics, and the law of attraction to help you manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Visit RoxyTalks.com for more info. Now, let's get into it.
What is up, my fellow dreamers and soul searchers? Welcome to another episode of the Roxy Talks Manifestation Podcast, where we discuss you living your best life, you creating the best possible reality for yourself because you can, because you are a member of planet Earth. You got your card, you're a card carrying member. You got your members only jacket on, your skin suit. Your skin suit is a members only jacket. And it signifies you as a wonderful, loving, amazing member of the human race here on planet Earth. And as a human, as a member of this exclusive club, you are, of course, endowed with some different capabilities and some skill sets and possibilities that just come along with being a human. Like, for instance, the ability to create reality solely from your thoughts. That is a gift endowed and bestowed upon every single human being. And in fact, it's a requirement of planet Earth. It's how Earth operates. And so in order for you to do Earth, in order for you to be an Earthling, in order for you to live on this planet, you have to manifest, okay? This isn't like the thing you get to do. Manifesting isn't about getting the house you want or making the money or buying that designer bag. Manifesting is a fact of life. It is happening in every moment of every day. It is how Earth and life are perpetuated. It is inescapable, and it's the most incredible fucking thing ever. It's so cool. It's so cool that this place that we've always lived on, this place we've always been in, or however the fuck it's actually situated, is actually a magical realm where the stuff going on inside of your head can be heard, felt, and then seen in the 3D world. It's heard by entities or powers. I don't even know how this works, but I've done it long enough. I've done it enough times to not question the fact about whether or not it's happening. I don't know how, I don't know who, I don't know why, I don't know what, but I know it is. That part's inescapable. That part is plainly obvious. What goes on in your mind goes on in your world, period. You are not special. You are not exempt from that. It's not different for you. It's not harder for you. The universe doesn't hate you. All of that stuff is bullshit nonsense. If you're saying anything like that to yourself, you're just giving yourself an excuse to fail. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been listening to a lot of Grant Cardone lately, and I'm also reading his book. So I'm going to be a little bit sassy. I think I have a little bit of Grant Cardone sassiness in me, which I'm already pretty sassy as a mentor and a speaker. I'm already pretty fucking sassy. I'm going to tell you how it is. But like, I also love you so much that I don't sugarcoat. And that's, you know, that's never been my style. And so, you know, here's the deal. It's like, I've heard every excuse. I've heard so many reasons as to why manifestations aren't working. I've heard every excuse and reason as to why your success hasn't happened. I've heard every excuse as to why you're not on top of your shit, why you didn't meditate today, why you're not gonna do your thing, why you gave up, why you think it's hard, why you're telling me that it's hard, why you're wasting a thought that is going to create your reality on a subject like it's not working. If you really understood it, you would never utter those words. If you really truly understood the fact that every single human being on this planet is creating reality from their thoughts, and that is inescapable and unavoidable, just like every single human being is breathing air, same thing. You can't not manifest if you're on Earth. So if you think it doesn't work for you, it's hard for you, things take a long time, it's not unfolding, I'm stuck. Listen, you are stuck because you are saying the sentence, I am stuck. You are not stuck now because you have been stuck. It's not that you've been stuck and now that you're observing that you're stuck and that's why you're stuck. You've been stuck because you say you're stuck. Your sentences, your definition of self, your definition of life makes the world around you happen. And it makes it happen for you and you alone. I'm making my world happen right now. You are making your world happen right now. And there's no crossover. According to Bashar, there's no crossover. Each of us is individually operating within our own realm. And when we do interact, it's the illusion of interaction. Because what's actually happening is that you are interacting with a projection of yourself that appears to be somebody else or another thing, another extension outside of yourself. But in reality, it's all you. And the reason why it's all you is because we all come from the same one. We all come from the same source. So ultimately, there is one large entity source, oversoul. I've heard Bashar say, call it an oversoul. It's one entity that we are a part of. Just like our body is one entity that has fingernails and individual hairs on the body and cells and all the different components that make up the body, all of it is all ultimately working in tandem for the one, for the all, for the whole with a W, the W-H-O-L-E, not the H-O-L-E, okay? Because the whole, the H-O-L-E is part of the whole, the W-H-O-L-E, right? Some holes have holes. So, oh my gosh, what movie was that? Oh my gosh, the Ant-Man movie, the new Ant-Man movie. There's a funny joke about holes in that movie. Anywho, so here's the deal. You are a manifester. It's inescapable. It's not difficult for you to manifest. In fact, it's the easiest thing on the planet. It's what you do most effortlessly. You manifest more effortlessly than you breathe. You manifest more effortlessly than you blink. You manifest more effortlessly than your heart beats. And you know how I can tell that? It's because like I can notice when I'm breathing. You know? Sometimes my breathing is labored. Sometimes my heart pounds really, really hard and I can feel it. Sometimes you have heart palpitations. Sometimes when you blink, like right now, I just woke up because I forgot to do my podcast yesterday. I've been taking so much action. I've been doing so much. I've been Grant Cardoning my life that I literally forgot to do my podcast yesterday because I was so busy doing all the other things I'm deciding to do. So I have like, you know, I'm tired. I have sleep in my eyes. I woke up and went straight into the podcast. So I can feel myself blink right now. That's why I'm even saying it, is because I'm like, I can actually feel myself blinking, which is normally a, you know, an automatic response that you don't even notice. We're doing it so many times a day, you don't even notice you're doing it. But sometimes our blinking is labored. When you're tired, you know when you're tired and your blinks take longer and your eyes stay closed just a little bit longer. So things like blinking, breathing, heart beating, those are automatic, you know, systems that are happening without you consciously choosing to do them. Yet you can consciously tap in and feel it happening. You can feel it when it's labored. You can tell when it's lagging, right? The reality is not like that. 3D reality is not like that at all. Like, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, okay, fine. Sometimes we see those like glitches in the Matrix moments, or we have like the, what are they called? Coincidences or deja vu. That's what I'm thinking of. When you have deja vu, right? Like, those maybe are times when you can kind of peek behind the curtain and you see funky stuff happening in reality. But for the most part, reality is being created from your thoughts without you even knowing it, without you putting out any effort. You're not exerting it at all. And so you need to understand that manifesting is actually the most effortless thing you'll ever fucking do on this planet. Manifesting your reality is the most effortless thing you could possibly do while you're a human. Besides maybe like existing, but existence is manifestation. They go hand in hand. They work in tandem. Existence is manifestation, and manifestation is existence. Manifestation creates existence, and existence creates manifestation. So having said all that, the reason I'm going on this little tangent is because I want you to know that like there's no reason why manifestations don't work for you, except that you aren't aligned correctly. You don't have the right mindset. You believe that you are at a disadvantage. So you act like someone who's at a disadvantage. You think like someone who's at a disadvantage. You think from the bottom of the mountain instead of the peak of the mountain. You think from a place of victimhood. You think from a place of how come it's not working for me? You think from a place of, see, it always goes like this for me. You think from a place of, yeah, but it's really hard for me. You think from a place of, yeah, but I have to work to make money. Like if I don't work, money doesn't come in. And yeah, with that attitude, you're 100% right. But, you know, there are people that don't work and money comes to them. There are people that work and money doesn't come to them. Any combination of this, you know, idea is possible. And then some. All over the planet, billions and billions of people have their idea of how prosperity, abundance, security, safety, survival goes for them. And they're right. They're 100% right. And they'll always be right because it's them creating that situation for themselves. It's not the government. It's not their race. It's not their family. It's not their gender identity. It's not their sexual identity. It's not the amount of money they have. It's not their looks. It's not their weight. It's not where they live. It's not their partner. It's not their job. It's none of that. It's them. It's their definition of self. It's their definition of the world. And so this, you know, this comes back to my mission, which is everybody in the world deserves to know this information. Everybody needs to know that they are in charge of creating their own reality. I firmly believe that. I don't think it's fair that we don't know that. I think everybody should know, every human being should know. This is basic fucking human knowledge. This is day one shit. Every single person that is a human being on the planet should know from the very beginning that they are creating their reality with their thoughts, right? I mean, like, we're taught about breathing. We're taught about blinking. We're taught about our heart beating. We're taught about how to eat, how to bathe, how to take care of our bodies. But we're not taught that our minds are creating and controlling everything around us. That's fucking bizarre. It doesn't make any sense. That sounds like some human interaction shit. That sounds like some man-made BS going on. So here's your gift right now in this moment. I'm giving you the freedom of pressure. You don't have to create anything. The reality you want to live in has been created. It's just like, it's like if you wanted to play Monopoly, but you were like, God, I don't have freaking a bunch of little tiny pieces of metal to make the game pieces. I don't have all the plastic to make the houses. I don't have all the cute pieces of colored paper for the money. I don't have the piece of cardboard with the big cute sticker of Monopoly Land on it. Man, I guess I can't play the game. And it's like, no, the game is made. All you have to do is open up the board and roll the dice. Start moving your piece along. Play the rules. Outsmart the game. Buy the properties. Charge people the rent. Make the money, 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 money. Circulate the money. Bring more money in. The game of Monopoly has been made. You don't have to do anything except show up and play it. It's the same with Earth. Your ideal reality has already been made before you got here. All you have to do is show up and play the game. And guess what? You've already done one of those things. You're already here. You've already shown up. So there's half of it. Now you need to play the game. You need to be acting like somebody who is going to their reality that they want. You need to act like somebody who's in the reality they want. The idea of acting as if, do you know what that really means? It means that no matter what's going on around you in your 3D, you are operating at the level of your ideal self now. And it's not about what kind of resources you have. It's not about how much money you have. It's not about what you look like, who you are, who knows you. It's not about any of those things. It's about, are you willing to show up fearlessly, unapologetically, with certainty, with belief in yourself, with trust, to do the things that it's going to take to get you where you want? Are you willing to act like you have it now? Are you willing to be the billionaire version of yourself with $0? Again, it's not about the money in your account. It's about the way you move. It's about the way you think. It's about the way you expect. It's about the way you respond. It's about the way you fear. It's about the way you act through fear. It's about the way that you bounce back. It's about the way that you take inventory about what you're doing and do better, do more. Raise the bar for yourself. Are you tired? Are you tired of being in the reality you don't want to be in? Are you just tired of doing stuff? Are you just tired of trying? Where are you slacking? Where are you conceding? Where are you giving up? Where are you lowering your standard? Where are you saying, yeah, I want to run that mile, and then you start running and you're like, oh, maybe just a half a mile will do. Because that kind of behavior, lowering your target, is never going to help you reach your success. You're never going to get your goal if every time you're on the path to it, you retreat. In order to get to the next level, you have to act like you're already there. And think about what I'm saying. Think about the actual words I'm saying. Act like, meaning you take action in a way that aligns with where you're going, not where you're at. You take action from the perspective of, I am in my ideal reality, and this is how my ideal reality or my ideal self responds to situations like this. It isn't, I'm in my current reality and I'm trying to get somewhere else, but I have all these hurdles to climb. That's not the vibe. That's not the place of power. That's not how it works. Don't think of yourself as a kindergartner on the playground trying to master the equipment. Imagine yourself as an adult dominating on the playground. You act from the perspective of where you want to be, not from the perspective of, I want to go there, but I'm not there yet. You spend money mentally, energetically, as if there's tons more to come, as if you're not worried, as if it's the most inevitable and acceptable and required thing. Well, yeah, I obviously need and deserve this thing. Of course I'm going to get it. Whether you have $0, you know, if you're going negative in your account, I'm not suggesting this, but like, to get out of that cycle of negativity in the bank account or lack mentality or fear, worry, scarcity, you have to act like, spend money like, consider money like, consider yourself like the high quality, the $1 billion version, whatever that looks like for you, before you have it. Because you create reality. And so if every time you have the opportunity to utilize money or wealth or power or focus or energy or whatever it is, and you use it from a perspective of there's not enough, I'm not enough, I'm not where I want to be, I'm not good enough, then you never will be, because those, the actions you're taking now create your future. And if in every now moment you're always feeling you're like you're not where you're supposed to be, then when that reality comes to the 3D, when that energy manifests, it's going to show you that you're not enough. And it's going to cause you to think, see, I'm not enough. And then that see, I'm not enough is going to create the next round of you're not enough. And you're going to be stuck in a cycle of not enough for the rest of your fucking life. So if you want to get to the next level, if you want to push past where you are, you need to go above and beyond what you're doing now. And this is a nuanced conversation because only you know what that is. Does that mean work harder? I don't know. Does that mean work longer? I don't know if that what that means for you. Does that mean do more? Maybe. Does it mean do differently? 100%. Does it mean continue what you're doing but elevate the mindset about it? Definitely. Possibly, right? Because even that is acting more in alignment with your ideal self. Because like with as with the analogy of the adult on the playground, me swinging on the swings are the swings. There's only so many ways you can swing on a swing. But if I come to the swings as an adult, I'm going to do it like an adult. I'm not going to do it like a kid because I have a different perspective. I have a different, you know, I've grown, I've experienced, I have new knowledge. I have new expectations for myself. And so when you do the action now, you do it from an elevated perspective. Let's say we're talking, sending an email. Let's cold calling a client, sending out, a prospect. Hey, I have this amazing program. Do you want to work with me? When you come from a place of lack, fear, worry, doubt, not good enough, having too low prices, you are going to be wanting, begging, needing the business. And your prospect is going to feel it. They're going to feel the fact that you are needy. They're going to feel the fact that without you or without them, you may not succeed. And that is not a position of power. That's not a person people might put their trust in. But if you are coming from a place, operating from a place of certainty, of trust in yourself, of confidence, of like, this is what it is, period, enjoy it. It's a much different energy. Your certainty sells you to everybody else. Like, imagine a performer that is like terrified of what they're doing. You can tell, you can see it on them. I'm a singer, so, you know, when I hear people sing live, I can tell if they're nervous because I know what it sounds like. I know what it feels like. It's hard to catch your breath when you're nervous, so you're always kind of behind. So it's like very obvious to me if a singer is like nervous because I can hear it. I'm a singer too, so I can feel their nerves. When they're on it and they're just fucking killing it and they've prepped and they got all their breaths in the right place and they're on point, it's powerful. It's incredible. It's inspiring to watch. And the same goes, you know, for you if you're on a sales call. The same goes for you on your YouTube video. The same goes for you when you are coaching your clients. The same goes for you if you are shooting a wedding. The same goes for you when you're writing your book. The same goes for you when you're writing a social media post. When you're creating a podcast episode. If you are operating in a place of, I don't know if this is going to work. I'm trying to make it work. I wish I was better. It's not what I want it to be. I wish I had the things I had, or I wish I had the things I want. I don't know what step to take next. I want to take this leap, but I'm tied to my certainty. All of that stuff is palpable. Your audience, whoever it is, whether you're talking to one person, whether it's your partner, your parent, your boss, your employee, your client, your friend, whether you're speaking to a room full of people, whether you're on camera and you're talking to your audience on the internet, whatever it is, your expectations of where you're going and what you're doing is palpable by the people watching. And so if you want to be the person that is growing and achieving and getting to the next level and doing, you have to operate at your next level before you're there. You have to show up at today's thing with tomorrow's perspective. You have to show up as a kindergartner on the kindergarten playground like an adult coming to dominate. So I want you to think about where it is that you want to go next. What is your next level? I'm going to throw some things out there just based on what I've seen in my coaching clients. Are you somebody who is in a place of like wanting to quit your job, but you're afraid to lose the security of the paycheck? Are you somebody who is wanting to put out a book or write a script or record an album and you haven't sat down to do the work yet? You haven't actually spent, you know, 2 hours a day for the last couple weeks recording or writing, which I mean, that's not that much. 2 hours a day, if that's your passion, or if that's where you know, you want to be an author, but you're not writing every day. Or do you want to start a YouTube channel? Are you filming? Are you taking that footage and putting it into Final Cut and editing it and then putting it on YouTube and sharing it? Are you recording the podcast? Are you reaching out to those people for the collabs? Are you making your structures better within your business? Are you creating a more fulfilling and exciting client experience? I just want you to think about where you want to go. Like what are you lacking right now? What is the next level you're trying to get to? And what are the actions that you're doing that is keeping you at this level? Because 100% there are things that you're doing now that are keeping you stuck here. And there are things that you could start doing that would 100% elevate you into your next level. But again, it probably is going to take you to, as Grant Cardone would say, 10X. 10X your action, 10X your focus, 10X your efforts. Well, what I want to say is just, what do you have to do? What is next? Do you need to elevate your website? Do you need to raise your prices? Do you need to put prices out? Do you need to create a website? Do you need to record that episode? Do you need to put that thing on the internet? Do you need to start building your pipeline? Do you need to start reaching out to your community? Do you need to do live streams so people can start to know, like, and trust you? When I started this business, I busted my ass. I put so much time and effort into putting the structures together, creating my website, my landing pages, my free masterclass, the Manifest a Specific Person masterclass. I put so much time and effort into it. And then I haven't stopped. That was 4 years ago. I haven't stopped. I'm still doing. And in fact, I've decided to 10X and maximize and multiply my efforts. And I just told you that. That's why I forgot to record my podcast, because I've been doing so much that I'm adding things into my day so that I can go to my next level. For me, I've been in a comfortable place with the amount of followers and audience that I have. I have a fairly large audience. You know, it's enough to sustain my business and to sustain my life, but is it enough? Is it enough for me? No, because I have really big goals. I got big, beautiful dreams, baby. Bigbeautifuldreams.com. Go to the website, check it out. I have big, beautiful dreams, and they're not going to achieve themselves. No one is going to do the things for me. No one's going to push me into action but me. I'm the only one that can do that. And I'm the only one that can truly assess where I'm at and figure out where I need to go and figure out what I need to do to go there. And yes, I have coaches and I have a lot of I take a lot of classes and invest in a lot of programs to make sure that I'm doing the right systems and to get the best ideas and learn from the people who are where I want to be. But ultimately, they can't do the work for me. I have to do that myself. And so I am now again back in the zone of like, okay, I want to maximize my reach. I want to grow again. I want to spread this message wide. And so that's going to take me doing more effort than I've been doing, because what I've been doing is resting on my laurels. I've been comfortable. I've been cool with what I have, which is great. That's also a nice place to be, but it doesn't offer growth. So I just want you to think about what it is that you can do to 10x your output, to take yourself to the next level, to act from the space of being in your next level. And here's what I've been doing. I've been filming a lot more. So you probably, if you've been with me for a while, you know I started out on YouTube and I was making 4 videos a week and doing a live stream. So I was showing up 5 days a week on YouTube. I got completely, totally burnt out from it. And I stopped making videos a long time ago. I've been out of alignment with making videos for years now. But lately, I've had a new perspective and something new has come through. And I've been inspired to make videos in a new way. So I have. So the last couple of days, I've been compiling new footage. And when I made that comment earlier in this podcast about, have you taken the footage and put it on your computer? Are you actually looking at the footage? That's me. I was talking to myself because I need to get the footage that I've taken for the last few days off of my memory cards and put it into Final Cut and start editing these videos and putting them on the internet, because me filming isn't enough. Me filming what's going on is not 10xing. That's like 2xing. I have to go and edit that footage. I have to edit that footage and make it look really fucking pro, and then I have to put it on the internet. And then I have to promote it. And then I have to do that again. And then I have to do it again. And then I'm going to come on and record a podcast. And then I'm going to go on and do my coaching calls. Today I have the Big Beautiful Dreams Club. It's our first Q&A today. So I started a new membership this month for dreamers, creatives, entrepreneurs, artists who want a life of freedom and independence, who don't want to work for anyone anymore, who want to just do the things they love and make money from that. That's the kind of person I am. And so that's who I'm drawn to help right now. So I have a renewed reason of getting back on YouTube, because I don't have to talk about specific person anymore. I don't have to talk about why your boyfriend isn't texting you anymore. I don't want to talk about that anymore. I'm so sick of it. But you know what I do want to talk about? How to make your dreams come true. How to become that author that writes that novel that changes the world. How to become the best coach helping your people overcome their fears, worries, doubts, and anxieties. How to help you become a prolific photographer who takes the most amazing wedding pictures and you're the most sought after person in your entire state. How to make you the person who people come to because you have the best advice, ideas, your shine is bright, you're inspiring, whatever the fuck it is. I want to help you do that because I know how liberating and empowering it is and has been for me to find a way to live a life where I only do what I want. I just do Roxy stuff. It pays me. And that's my life now. I don't have to work for anybody else. I'm in control. I don't answer to anybody. I'm the boss. I'm the boss, applesauce. That's me, Roxy. Nobody tells Roxy what to do except sometimes her business coach. But even then, it's my choice whether I do it. She can make suggestions all day, but I'm the one who has to carry it out. Just like I've been saying here, you are the one who has to take your practices to the next level. You have to do next level practices. And that requires you to figure out what your next level is. Who do you want to become next? How do you want to operate? How do you want to move about this world from that perspective? And then you do. You do the things. You put out the content. You start the business. You write the book. You record the music. You grow the audience. You provide value to the people who are going to be your customers. And I'm talking to my customers right now about how to make customers. Because you are the people who I create my products for. And so when I'm tapped into my truth and I am tapped into your desires, needs, and wants, I can deliver the best products, services, ideas, art, whatever it is, to those that need it in the way that serves me. I give you what you need in a way that serves me. Win, win, win. You win, I win, the planet wins. So, how can you take your actions to the next level? What do you have to do? Where can you maximize your efforts? Where can you 10x your efforts? There's a new feature on Spotify where you can actually leave comments on the podcast. So leave some comments. I want to hear. Or come hit me up on social media. Or go to community.roxytalks.com, our free group, and leave it there. Or better yet, join the Big Beautiful Dreams Club. BigBeautifulDreams.com. Because here's the thing. If this is resonating with you, you need to be in the BBD Club. And the reason I know it is because you're my avatar. And what that means is that I've created a product that is specifically designed for you and is going to help you do what I've just been talking about. If you're the person that has the dream inside of them, if you're the person that has the book inside of them, if you have the song inside of you, if you have that business inside of you, if you have that message inside of you, and you're holding on to it, you need to be in the Big Beautiful Dreams Club, because this is the space where you are going to be lovingly pushed to create and to put out and to make this work. This is the place where your giant, huge astronomical dreams will not only be supported, but like normalized. To me, I don't think billionaire goals are like lofty or too big. And in fact, I'm tired of having conversations where it's implied that they are. And that's what I love about the BBD Club, is like there is no shortening and downsizing of our goals in there. This is a place where, like, if you say you have, okay, I want to make this movie, and then I want to start this charity, and then I want to travel the world, and then I want to make this product, and then I want to have a fashion line, we're going to be like, cool, when do you start? What have you worked on today? Nobody in there is going to be like, it's kind of a lot for you to do. Maybe you should dial back your efforts. Maybe you should dial back your goals. That's never going to happen inside that space. And in fact, if it does, tag me in it, because I'm going to have a talk with that person. But that's, you know, we don't do that. We do not do that. We only allow ourselves to dream big, and then we practice nurturing the belief that it's more than possible. It's not just possible. It's a fucking requirement. It's your duty to become a billionaire if that's on your mind. If you have a dream of ending homelessness, if you have a dream of ending hunger, you better get your ass to work now, because those people need homes and they need food. And how dare you think small of yourself when you have such an amazing and powerful and necessary dream to complete. If you have a book inside of you that is going to change the fabric of your country, this is somebody that happened on Mindset Monday. I want to write a book that's going to change my country. You better write that fucking book now. Have you started? We need it now. And I don't mean it to like put urgency or pressure on you. I mean it like you have to do this. This isn't a wish. It's not just your dream. It's not just a passion. It is a requirement, because you said that book is going to save and change a country. Millions of people, they need you now. Write the book, please, please, please. We need it. It's going to change the lives of millions of people. You can't hang on to that. You have to put that out. And we have a member who is in Synergy. And by the way, anybody that's in Synergy is automatically enrolled in all of the BBD stuff. So If you're listening in real time, today is our BBD Club Q&A. So if you're motivated to move and this is like speaking to you and you're like, yes, I need to fucking be on my shit, BBD Club, $49 a month. Today is the last day to get that price. Tomorrow it's going to go up. And if you lock in the founding member price today of $49, it'll stay that price as long as you're a member. And if you join today, you'll get to go to our monthly Q&A, which happens to be today. So you'll have a chance to actually ask me about your situation. But members of Synergy are also a part of this. And so we have a Synergy member who is, you know, her goal is to write a book that changes the culture. Like, I kind of compare it to like a Harry Potter, where she wants to write something that isn't as impactful as Harry Potter. And like my answer and my advice to this is like, you have to do this. Harry Potter was massive for me. I remember like being so, I'm like getting up at 6 a.m. or going at midnight to buy the book when it came out, seeing the movies at midnight, reading them over and over. Life-changing. Just an entertainment. So this person that's inside of Synergy, she has been taking action and she started doing a writing course and now she's putting her work on a paid site where she's actually gaining followers and getting paid. And she's creating a movement. And these people that she's just putting out articles to at this point, these are going to be the people who buy her book. These are going to be the first people in line. These are going to be the people who buy every book that she puts out. And I know this because you're listening to this. How many of my podcast episodes have you listened to? Do you know how many people tell me a day? Every day, I've listened to every episode. I've been binge watching your videos. I've been binge listening to your podcast for days. I listen to you every single day. I listen to multiple of your videos all day, every day. I only listen to you all day long. Like, I hear that literally every single day. Every day people tell me that. And it's not because I'm any specialer than anybody else. It's because I put the content out. Because I put the content out in a way that works for me and gives you the value that you need. So if you're writing a book, understand people need entertainment. They need an escape from the world sometimes. And even if you are providing them a fictional book or a song or a video or something cute or a kid's book or a cartoon, it doesn't matter. That stuff is life-giving. And we need it on this planet because there's a lot of shit on this planet that happens that is not fun. It's not good to look at. So just understand how important you are. I am here to show you and guide you and let you know that whatever it is that you want to do, however you want to spread your message and share your joy and your perspective with the planet, we need it. It's required from you. And if you know that and you do it with love, then that is what will be returned to you, okay? So your next level practices, what's going to get you to your next level is literally acting like the next level you would act. Would you be making videos? Would you be recording podcasts? Would you be going on different podcasts and doing interviews? Would you be writing books? Would you be making movies? Would you be making videos? Would you be making music? Would you be starting a business? Would you be refining a business? Would you be coaching more? Would you be adding more products to your offer suite? What is it? What would you be doing if you were at your next level? Would you be filming more? Would you be out in the world? Would you be talking to people personally, one-on-one? Would you be making more sales calls? I really want you to think about where your next level is and what you can do to start acting within that energy now, okay? And that is what's going to get you to your next level. So if you're interested in being in a space where this is not just nurtured, but like this is the norm, this is what we do, you're not going to encounter someone in that group who thinks your ideas are too small. Or excuse me, too big. Because what I was going to say is we're probably going to say, hey, this is great, but like you can go bigger with love. Like, oh yeah, you'll accomplish these things and then what? That's the vibe in there, okay? So you will be nurtured. You will be lovingly pushed in the right direction. And I'm also going to be giving you systems and structures and giving you insight into how I've created this for myself and how you can do that the same way. And like your success does not have to look anything like mine. Because again, I want you to do the things that you like to do. I want you to give the message or the products or whatever it is to your people the people you are here to help, service, or whatever, but I want you to do it in a way that fulfills you and makes you excited. You're a creative, right? You're an entrepreneur. You're an artist. You have ideas. You're a business person. You are here to do stuff. So let's figure out the best things for you to do, what you love to do the most, and then give it to the people who need it the most. That's the formula for success, okay? So what is your next level? What actions are you taking at that next level? And what can you do right now with consistency and effort and intention to bridge that gap? Because it will. It will have you becoming your next level self just by taking your next level actions and thinking like your next level self, okay? So bigbeautifuldreamsclub.com. If you want to join that, we have a very incredible, exciting masterclass coming up June 6th, 7th, and 8th. Monetize your dreams. I cannot tell you how fucking excited I am for this masterclass. I feel like I've been waiting my whole career to teach this masterclass. I am so excited. 3 days where we're going to be talking about exactly how you can turn your dreams and passions into your own financial backer. My dreams and passions fund my life. My husband has not worked since 2020, since the pandemic. He got laid off and then he never went back to work because of this, the podcast, because of you, because of my incredible audience, because of the effort that I'm putting out, because of the videos and the posts and the programs and the courses and all the shit that I'm doing. So I want the same for you. I want you to find the things that make you happy, the way that you like to create, the way that you like to serve. And then I'm going to show you how to put that work in front of the people who need it, who are going to love it, who are going to be amazingly dedicated audience members and clients of yours. And then we just keep going. We keep going and keep growing. So Monetize Your Dreams is happening inside of the Big Beautiful Dreams Club. $49 a month. You can cancel anytime. $49 a month today. Today's May 31st. It's the last day to get it at that price. It will go up June 1st. It's going to go up to $59. So I'm just letting you know it's $10. $10 increase, $59 a month after May 31st. Beyond that, if you're interested in having me personally help you inside of Synergy, our group program for June is going to be called Creating Revenue Streams. And Creating Revenue Streams is like the next evolution, the next step after Monetize Your Dreams. So Monetize Your Dreams, 3-day masterclass, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'm going to be giving you all of the information that you need to make your dreams into a business or into, you know, to fund your lifestyle. And then in Creating Revenue Streams inside of Synergy, I'll be personally helping you implement and grow these revenue streams. So amazing things are happening. RoxyDocs.com if you want to check this stuff out. I love you so much. I appreciate you so much. I'm so excited for you because I know you are on the precipice of some cool, amazing shit. And once you realize how necessary your art is, oh my God, you're just going to kill it. So keep me posted. Show me the results. Message me on Instagram and tell me what happens when you've taken action. Tell me how things have been working out for you since joining the BBD. I want to know. Share it with me so I can share it with the world and celebrate you. And we'll just achieve these dreams together, okay? I love you so much. I appreciate you. We're all raising our vibrations together. You have the power. I believe in you. See you next week.